In modern jazz, you don't normally hear two tenor saxophones, and three, almost never. But on the new album, Saxophone Summit, A Gathering of Spirits, there they are. Writer Ashley Kahn spoke with two of the musicians, Dave Liebman and Joe Lovano, about playing with the third, Michael Brecker, and about the admiration all three share for a man named Coltrane.
The way an album opens often sets the tone for all that follows. But the album Saxophone Summit offers a lot more than up-tempo bebop flavor. There are moments of well-blended horn harmonies, exotic lyricism suggesting a Japanese garden, and in the same tune, the spirit of saxophone legend John Coltrane. Dave Liebman, Joe Lovano, and Michael Brecker have played together off and on since 1996. Saxophone Summit, A Gathering of Spirits, is their first recording, and Lovano is proud of its wide variety of sounds and textures.
Dave's playing like wood flutes and soprano and tenor. Michael's playing some flutes also. So we're exploring different ways of playing together within our personalities, you know.
Born in 1946, Liebman is the slightly senior member of the three. He credits the closeness of their ages for their compatibility and their varied approach.
We are an eclectic generation, and what you hear on the recording is every tune has a different feeling.
It swings, it's peaceful.
Ethnic.
It's ethnic, it's spiritual. Yeah.
Saxophone Summit features a veteran rhythm section, Phil Markowitz on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. It also includes six performances, one written by each sax player, another by the pianist, and two by John Coltrane.
We've, of course, been playing Coltrane tunes right from the beginning.
Liebman, Lovano, and Brecker are not alone in their reverence of Coltrane, who died in 1967. It seems no saxophone player today can resist quoting from Coltrane's vocal-like range of sounds. Yet despite his enduring popularity, the music of Coltrane's last 2 years, from 1965 to 67, remains his most controversial. Liebman admits that it is this music that most shaped their album.
We are influenced in a lot of degrees by late Coltrane, where that was the norm. First of all, the allusions to spiritual things. From 65 on, every title has something to do with higher beings and so forth. But the other thing is that with all the complexity and all the dissonance and the cacophony going on is always these lyrical melodies. I mean, the melody of Peace on Earth, it couldn't be more sing-song.
Liebman and Lovano agree that appreciating Coltrane's final phase can be difficult for the layman, but in the end is worth the effort.
It's definitely a hard music to just put out.
There is no easy gateway except dedication to wanting to know. If a guy wants to know, he'll get there, and he'll get there through the evolution, this record, and we'll see the stages of a Coltrane, and we'll see. This was the logical extension of where he was musically.
Saxophone Summit does work as an introduction to the legacy of John Coltrane. But like great jazz recordings, it also stands on its own. A testament to three individual talents coming together in a rare, creative moment in time.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. The CD Gathering of Spirits, featuring Michael Brecker, Dave Liebman, and Joe Lovano, has recently been released.